The answer is C, deficiency of hepatic LDL receptors. This is heterozygous, autosomal dominant, familial hypercholesterolemia. It's going to give us a total cholesterol, 300s to 400s milligrams per deciliter. If the answer were choice A, absence of hepatic LDL receptors, which would be consistent with homozygous, then we would have total cholesterol at least 700. Sometimes you even get like 900. You need to know that deficiency of apolipoprotein C2 and deficiency of lipoprotein lipase, both of those are answers for familial hyperchylomicronemia. You'd have high triglycerides and LDL. And choice E, increased hepatic production of VLDL, that's the answer for familial hypertriglyceridemia. You would only have TGAs elevated on the lab report. That's it.